something to believe in.
Well, if you wanna cry, don't worry, we got all. A Toronto band that has built a 3-decade-plus long career as moonlighters. I'm talking about Toronto indie pop rock band Wild Strawberries. For over 30 years now, they have been doctors by day, rock and roll band by night, and really have built a career by doing that. We heard the song Crying Shame that goes way back to one of their very first, if not first, independently released album, Grace. The song is called Crying Shame again. Wild Strawberries is the band. In the middle, it's alternative singer-songwriter Little Scream with the song One Last Time. That's taken from her latest album, Speed Queen, and then we kicked things off with this set. New music from Halifax musician Jen Grant. Her new album is called Champagne Problems. It is just a gorgeous album. And we heard the opening song, Judy, from Jen Grant. You know, when I was listening to Judy, I laughed to myself. I think I've mentioned this before on the show. There is going to be a time where I really want to put together a full 2 hours of Girly So Groovy where the theme is songs with first names. So, for example, Judy from Jen Grant would be a perfect fit. I'm going to try and work that in before the year is over. I think I've said it before because I remember some of you loyal listeners reaching out, loving the idea. So let's keep that on the back burner for now, but definitely something we don't want to forget about. All right, right now it is music from Sadie Dupuy, better known as Sad 13, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Friends. forgot my wallet and my keys in a cab in the city. So I got down on my knees, crying out to a corporate deity. A black hole was tearing into me, where my heart had forgotten about fragility and tenderness in your absentee. Without being emotional,
Music by Jenny Lewis in her former life. What I mean by that is music from Rilo Kiley right there. The song is called Love and War 111146. That comes from Rilo Kiley's album More Adventurous. In the middle, it is new music from Kate Davis. Now, Kate Davis is a musical renaissance woman who released jazz albums as a teenager, and she also co-wrote the song 17 with Sharon Van Etten, all doing this before emerging with her own awesome indie rock. The New York songwriter delivers an effortless album of hooks and quirky melodies and head-bopping indie rock on her new album, Fishbowl. We heard the song Consequences from Kate Davis and then kicked off the set with music from Sad 13. The song is called With Baby. That is from the latest album, Haunted Painting. Well, we're going to wrap up this first hour. Don't forget, in the second hour, we are celebrating the groundbreaking, trailblazing genius PJ Harvey, requested by a number of you, the listeners, and absolutely validated by me, the host. It is such a great choice for our year-long series where every month we are focusing on a trailblazing artist. So July, it will be PJ Harvey. So in honor and in essence of PJ Harvey, let's wrap up the first hour with a musician or band that seems to have PJ Harvey at the heart of the sound. This next song, many music critics definitely said they could hear PJ Harvey in the music that was being made and music being sung. The song is called Pleasure. It is the title track to Feist's album Pleasure. Listen for yourself. I absolutely do agree. I can hear PJ Harvey coming out in the song. So what do you think? Feist with Pleasure right now before we get into our hour-long celebration of PJ Harvey.
Thank you.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio. Since January this year, every month, we have been selecting one musician or band to celebrate the trailblazing, groundbreaking genius that is said artist, while also paying tribute to the musicians who owe their careers to the trailblazing spirit of said artists. This July, a number of you have reached out to me with requests that we focus on PJ Harvey. I think it is a fabulous request. And I also think it's perfect timing. July watched PJ Harvey just release her 10th studio album. So even more fitting to focus on just the pure artist that is PJ Harvey. I would have to say, of all the singer, songwriters, musicians, and bands who rose to prominence during the early 1990s alternative rock explosion, few are as distinctive or as widely praised as Polly Jean Harvey. Over the course of her career, PJ Harvey established herself as one of the most individual and influential songwriters of her era, exploring themes of sex, religion, and political issues with unnerving honesty, dark humor, and theatrical flair. For over 30 years now, PJ Harvey has carved a unique path in pop culture. As an artist, she keeps surprising her fans, reinventing herself with every record, constantly pushing her many talents, from the grungy waif of her blistering debut album Dry to the glossy metropolitan creator of Mercury Prize-winning album Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, and on to her current incarnation as poet, observer of the dispossessed. PJ Harvey is a pop cultural league all of her own. So again, in this second hour of Girly So Groovy, we celebrate the trailblazing spirit of PJ Harvey, while also honoring those musicians and bands who feel that PJ Harvey truly has opened doors for them.